lot of people like to buy the lotto tickets. And I usually don't play the lotto except when the power or mega power, lotto gets up to over a couple hundred. Well, it's up over 800. And I even looked this morning. I did buy a ticket because you need at least to buy one ticket to win. So even though the odds of winning are not very good, we buy a ticket because we start dreaming about what you could do with all that money if you won. You know, some people dream about quitting their jobs and buying a new home, a car, going on a long vacation. A number of people, though, who have won may have been able to buy a lot of stuff, but did not necessarily buy them happiness. Our culture would have you believe that more wealth, power, and pleasure are what will make you happy. We spend a lot of our time trying to be happy, pursuing those things. And what we find is that those things only satisfy us on a temporary basis. After a short time, we are left thinking that we need something more. And it seems that we can never have enough stuff, so to speak, to make us happy. The gospel today, though, talks about the kingdom of heaven being like a merchant looking for fine pearls. And when he finds it, he goes and sells all that he has to buy it. We are the merchant searching for happiness that lasts. We find that pearl of great price in Christ and his word. Christ and his message are all about how of God's love for us, that he sent his only son to save us from original sin. Not only that, God the Father wants us to have a relationship with him as his sons and daughters. And we find that what is really important to be happy is relationships and not stuff. It's our relationship with God and sharing that love with our neighbor that we will find real happiness that will last. There is a cost. The cost is our attachment to the things of this world. Are we willing, like the merchant, willing to sell everything to buy this pearl? In other words, are we willing to give up our attachments, the possessions, to follow Christ and be part of his kingdom of heaven? See, Christ is showing us the way to everlasting happiness. The question for us is, do we really have the courage to believe and trust that God's love and way is the higher value and worth much more to us than anything our culture says will make us happy? So as we continue with this Mass, let us thank God for all the gifts he has blessed us with and to give us the courage to trust him and to follow his will.